This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Seven Ubley FFA members traveled to Lansing on October 8th and 9th to attend the Michigan FFA State Fall Leadership Conference. Students Lucas Fleming, Garrett Struble, Catherine Sulkowski, Ethan King, Logan Kleba, Allison Jared, and Aubrey Anthony took part in the career and leadership sessions organized by the Michigan FFA Foundation. During the first day, attendees explored agriculture, food, and natural resource careers through breakouts and skill-based workshops, concluding with a career fair. The two-day conference also featured 212 leadership program for grades 7 through 9, focused on personal growth under the theme Build Your Brand. Sessions emphasize values, confidence, and decision-making. That evening, Ubley students joined peers across the state for a dance and a game night. Normal operations resumed at Carroll High School and Carroll Middle School after a two-hour security incident was triggered by a discovery of a single round of ammunition on school grounds Tuesday, October 14th. The incident began at 11:40 a.m. when the schools initiated a hold action as a precautionary measure following the discovery of the ammunition round in the school's auditorium. The school community was first alerted to the situation via an email sent by Superintendent George Rearson at 1:02 p.m. This initial communication detailed the precautionary hold action and the active presence of Michigan State Police K-9 unit called in to complete a thorough search of the high school and middle school buildings. The hold action, a protocol designed to keep hallways clear while allowing classroom learning to continue, remained in effect for just over 2 hours, ending officially at 1:56 p.m. Following the completion of the comprehensive search by the K-9 unit, no additional items of concern were found. Superintendent Rearson confirmed the resolution in a follow-up email sent to families at 2:14 p.m., stating that in collaboration with law enforcement and school administration, it was confirmed there was no threat and the risk of harm to students or staff. The superintendent emphasized that safety and well-being of the students and staff remain the highest priority. The district concluded by thanking the community for its cooperation and urging parents to remind their children about the importance of reporting anything they need or see that is suspicious to keep Carroll community safe place for students. And Michigan's new fuel tax structure took effect October 1st, replacing the state's 6% sales tax on gasoline and diesel with a 51 cent per gallon excise tax dedicated entirely to road and infrastructure funding. The reform directs all revenue collected at the pump into the Michigan Transportation Fund, ending the long-standing diversion of sales tax dollars to the school aid fund and other general accounts. The 51 cent rate, up from about 26.3 cents per gallon under the old system, will automatically adjust each year with inflation to preserve its value for construction and maintenance. Lawmakers designed the change to be roughly revenue neutral for consumers, with total taxes per gallon remaining similar or slightly higher depending on market fuel prices. Officials say the overhaul represents Michigan's largest ever investment in transportation infrastructure. To offset the loss of fuel tax, sales tax revenue earmarked for K-12 education, the state must transfer about $677 million annually from the general fund to the school aid fund. Education advocates warn this backfill could prove less stable than previous dedicated revenue stream. The package also taps other funding sources, including a portion of corporate income tax revenue and a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana sales to dispensaries. Additional ripple effects include increased registration fees for electric vehicles, which are tied by law to the fuel tax rate, and modified tax rules for commercial carriers and fuel distributors. Previous plans to test a mileage-based road usage charge system has been shelved.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under 10 grand, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Dozens of major news organizations have rejected new Pentagon press restrictions, say, threaten freedom of the press. The policy would limit media access to military operations and require approval before publishing sensitive details. Outlets including Reuters, NPR, and The Washington Post say they will not sign the agreement. Pentagon officials defend the rules as necessary for national security. Critics argue it could silence critical coverage of defense affairs. Talks between journalists and defense officials are continuing this week. Russia has dismissed U.S. warnings that its economy is near collapse due to energy shortages. The Kremlin called President Trump's statements misleading and politically motivated. Russian officials say domestic oil and gas supplies remain stable. Independent analysts note ongoing pressure from sanctions and declining exports. Full fuel lines in several cities have sparked local frustration. Moscow says it will stabilize energy distribution in the coming weeks. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you from Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, and Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
You can dress like a king or queen for Halloween, or you can sleep like one night after night. Sleep Gallery savings are here at Ashley and Bad Axe. From sizes twin to king and firm to plush, Ashley has Sleep Gallery savings with prices so low it's scary. We have all major mattress brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And be sure to check out our selection of clearance adjustable bases too. Plus, during the Ashley Spooktacular Savings event, there's one-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, side tables, accent chairs, and more. These are spooky good deals, but you need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because you only have until Halloween. You can save up to 45% off accessories, up to 30% off store-wide, and up to 30% off area rugs for a limited time. No tricks, just treats available at Ashley and Bad Axe during the Spooktacular Savings event going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. And don't forget, we offer custom flooring and blinds too. Stop in today and browse our samples and schedule your free measurement and estimate. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.